Yesterday we were discussing what a person should do in the situation where you were called up immediately after your brother, or a father and a son immediately afterwards, in which the reason why we do not allow this, as the Mechaber states, is because of an ayin hara. So now we're going to continue and discuss some situations in which a person can get an aliyah back to back right after his brother or father and son. So the Mechaber tells us, V'yafilu im echad hu hashvi, v'echad hu hamaftir, lo yikru hasheni bishmo, mishum ayin hara. That not only would we not allow Ravin, Chamishi together, but even Shvi, in which for some reason we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why you would maybe think we'd be more lenient, and then immediately afterwards Maftir, that's also an issue of Ayin Hara, and we would not allow two brothers to get those two Aliyahs back to back either. Now if we listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah, it's going to now tell us a time in which it is permissible. So Mishnah Berurah says as follows, what's a lomar? Af shemafsikin bekadish bentayim, even though maybe you would think, since immediately after Shvi, Shabbos, you have Kaddish, and therefore you would think maybe that's some type of a break between the Shvi Aliyah and that of Maftir, and then therefore maybe you would think it's not an issue, Mikol Makom. Nonetheless, says Mishnah Berurah, Mikri Zachar Zeh, that's still considered to be one after the other, after all it is, Kivan De'ein Mavsik Acher Bentayim, because after all, there's no one else getting an Aliyah between you. So the fact that it's a Kaddish doesn't really help matters. Then the Mishnah Berurah says this, V'dafka b'shabbos she'ein motzien sefer Torah cheres l'maftir. The only time we're so strict is when there's only one sefer Torah being read that particular Shabbos. However, concludes the Mishnah Berurah, v'im motzien sefer Torah cheres mutar. If a person brings out a second sefer Torah, then we're more lenient. And the Piskei Tshuvos on this defines and explains exactly what this leniency is and when it applies. The Piskei Tshuva says, based on the Mishnah Berurah which we just heard, says V'hainu shetzarech beiz tanoim, you need these two conditions, both of them, kedei lahatir alos beiz achim o av uben zecher zeh, in order to allow two brothers or a father and a son to get aliyahs one after the other, you need to have these two conditions as the Mishnah Berurah stipulated, which we're going to say again, quoting the words of the Piskei Tshuvos. First of all, Shehei Hefsik Kaddish Beinehem, they have to have the Kaddish in between. And second, she has Sefer Torah Acher. If you have a second Torah that's being read, so if you have those two things, even though the truth is you are really getting the next Aliyah, we're more lenient and therefore we allow it. However, Kishyesh Rak Echad Meofanim Haniskarim Lomahani, if we have one of these two conditions, namely, there's either the Kaddish in between, or you're reading from a second Sefer Torah, but there is no Kaddish, that does not help, and therefore we will not allow two relatives who are so closely related to get an Aliyah one after the other. Amnam, however, he says that even though that is the actual halacha, there are some times we may go a little bit more lenient. For example, Kiyesh Tsarach B'davar, in the situation where there is some need, for example, there's a simcha, they're both maybe have a chiyuv. Efshu l'hakil, we could possibly go lenient, b'shnei sivri Torah af she'en kaddish masik b'nehem. If we only have one of these two conditions, namely, that you have two sivri Torah, but when the second Torah is read, there was no kaddish in between the first sivri Torah being closed and the second Torah starting. And when does that apply? For example, chol hamoed Pesach. So Chol HaMoed Pesach, in which the fourth Aliyah we read for most of Hayom. So therefore, in that situation, since we have a second Sefer Torah, but there's no Kaddish, maybe we'll go lenient in the situation Kishesh Sarach B'davar when there's a need. Or, for example, B'Shabbos Sheish Bo Gimel Sefer Torah, the few times or a couple times a year in which you will have three Sefer Torah. For example, he gives the example of Shabbos Chanukah, which is coming up, Rosh Chodesh, or Shabbos Shkolim Rosh Chodesh, in which they'll be taking out three Sefer Torah. So therefore, what ends up happening? So let's assume it would be Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, and Chanukah at the same time. So then you would just do the laning up until and including Shishi, And therefore, Shvi'i would be another Aliyah. So therefore, this next Aliyah would really be coming from the second Sefer Torah. But between Shish and Shvi'i, you're not making and not reciting a Kaddish. So nonetheless, we may be makel, we may be lenient in that situation to give two brothers or a father and a son those two Aliyahs back to back, even though there is no Kaddish. And he says furthermore, V'chein, Efshar, it's possible the other way around. L'hakil, Beis HaTzarech, B'Sefer Torah Echad, Ach Kaddish Masik Meneihem. Possibly, we could also go lenient, if we really, really need to, in the event that, again, we only have one of these two conditions, but the other one. Namely that, in this situation, that there's only one Sefer Torah, but there is a Kaddish between Shvi'i and Maftir, which is every Shabbos. So why would you do such a thing l'chadchila? He says, for example, Shish Bal Yartzeit of Chasen Lifnei Chasenuso, and it's that Shabbos in which he was supposed to get Maftir. Unfortunately, the Gabbai made a mistake and gave his brother or a father the Acharon, the last Aliyah, and therefore what choice do you have? So will be Mekel will allow him to get Maftir because between the Shvi'i and the Maftir, there at least is a Kaddish, so it's a little bit of a separation, and therefore we could be lenient in that situation, again, Kishay Sarach Badavar, because of that need. Amnam, however, B'chol Makom Shmakilim, all the times in which we are lenient, in Hagu, where custom, Sha'ola Rishon, Yerid Ma'abim Amiyad, Kishagia Karv Mishvach Tulabim. That, as we mentioned before, if, let's say, a person's brother gets an Aliyah, and then, as we know, generally, you stand here after you finish the Aliyah. The second brother gets called up. Now, if you did already ascend, as we saw yesterday, you should continue and get that bracha, assuming that you already came up. If you didn't come up, then you should tell someone else to get the Aliyah. Now, once you're already up, we mentioned that the brother who got the previous Aliyah, and which typically stands here, because of Ayin Hara, we ask him to sit down immediately. So, too, would be in this situation as well, that we would not have this person wait. Because, after all, you are related, even though we are makel, because of the reasons, as we mentioned before. Now, what happens when it comes to, let's say, Hagba and Glila? Are we as machbid about having relatives, such as brothers or father and son, get those honors? So it depends. L'chambid beis achim o av ben, b'hagba v'glila, it depends, b'makum she'ein karen lehem b'shem, v'gam ein osin lehem mishaberach rishayim b'kach l'chadchil. In the event that we're not going to be mentioning their names, and there will not be a mishaberach in which their names will be mentioned, and therefore the issue of ayin hara will be minimized, therefore we say you will be allowed to actually have, in the event that it's necessary, well, even l'chadchila, to have these relatives to get Hagba and Glila together. However, b'makim shno hagim tamid likro lehem b'shmam, in the community in which we not only call for a person by name, when it comes to an Aliyah, which is by Ashkenaz, but also when it comes to Hagba and Glila, if that's what we typically do, olasas and mishaberach, we give them mishaberach before they get this honor, yeshli imanim b'kach, we will withhold ourselves from giving a brother's the two honors of Hagba and Glila together because of the issue as brought down the Mechaber of Mar Sinai.